Friend to Friend, the book was true from an interview with Elder Kevin R. Duncan of the 70 by Hillary Watkins Lemon. By the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. I grew up on a farm and worked nearly every day during the summer. I hoed beets, hauled hay, and worked with cattle and horses. Farm work was not my favorite summer activity. The days were very hot, and I had to work hard to get all my chores done. One day when I was about 11 years old, I finished some of my chores early and had some time before I had to start my next task. It was hot, so I sat under a tree to rest. I don't know why, but I had the Book of Mormon with me. I picked up the book and started to read. To my amazement, I couldn't put it down. For the next 3 or 4 days, I continued to have extra time during my workday. In those few days, I read the whole Book of Mormon. Every time I opened the book, I was filled with a warm, calm feeling. The presence of the Spirit was strong and bore witness to me that the book was true. And because it was true, everything else I knew about the gospel had to be true too. Though I was baptized when I was 8, reading the Book of Mormon on the farm marked the moment of my true conversion. I do not know why I had the Book of Mormon with me on the farm that day. I often read books back then, but the Book of Mormon struck me like no other book ever did. To this day, I still remember the testimony I received of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. It has become an anchor in my life. Since that day, I have faced many challenges, but I have never forgotten the moment I knew for myself that the Book of Mormon was true. End of the article, Friend to Friend, The Book Was True, from an interview with Elder Kevin R. Duncan of the 70 by Hillary Watkins Lemon.